From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the strange and historic election in Louisiana. But our lead story comes from Washington, where President Bush today gave a speech on democracy. The president spoke before the National Endowment for Democracy, an organization dedicated to strengthening democratic institutions around the world. Here's a little of what the president said.
Every nation has learned, or should have learned, an important lesson. Freedom is worth fighting for, dying for, and standing for. And the advance of freedom leads to peace.
With us to discuss the president's speech is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Hi, Don.
Hi, Madeline.
Don, what else did the president say, and what were the major points of substance in that speech?
It was really a broad call for the spread of democracy around the world, but most specifically in the Middle East, a region where there are kingdoms and theocracies and countries run by military leaders, and there are other forms of government, but very little in the way of real political freedom and real democracy. So he spoke of the expansion of democracy around the world, the progress that has been made over the past 50 years or so, about the fall of the Soviet Union, the spread of democracy into Eastern Europe and elsewhere, and said it's time to apply the lessons in those places to our own time. It's really something we've heard before from the president. But the biggest news of the speech, I think, came right at the end, when he was critical of past presidents, not by name, but really of U.S. policy in the Middle East for six decades, saying, and this is a quote, 60 years of Western nations excusing and accommodating the lack of freedom in the Middle East did nothing to make us safe, because in the long run, stability cannot be purchased at the expense of liberty. Basically saying, making friends with the wrong people just because they were willing to be friends with us has created the kinds of frustration among their people that has led to some of the hatred we're seeing of the U.S. now.
And can you decode that? What did he mean by the wrong people?
Well, he is saying kind of the strong arm leaders. Without mentioning names, you can clearly look at past friendships of the U.S. With the Shah of Iran. You don't have to go back that far when Saddam Hussein was working with the U.S. But you also wonder if he was just being careful to imply that some of the relationship that the U.S. has had with the Saudis, where so many terrorists have come from, perhaps fits this model as well.
Mm-hmm. And why make the speech now?
I think he is working hard to really put Iraq in a broader political and global context, that Iraq would be, could be, will be, he says, a watershed moment in the history of the spread of democracy in the world.
And quickly, did the president say whether he believed that fostering this democracy overseas would bring any greater warmth toward the U.S.?
That's one of the questions, because if there is the hatred toward the U.S. in some of these places, will the leaders these people elect be friendly to the U.S.? His answer is a basic one, that democracy promotes freedom and freedom promotes peace, and that will benefit the U.S.
All right. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thank you so much.
Thank you.